KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we're going to talk a bit today about the Campus Master Development Plan at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and to help us with that, MMW Architects Principal Architect Colin Lane and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Facilities Operations Director Dave Jolly. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, John.
I guess it's afternoon, but that's all right. Let's get right into it here now. Talk with us a little bit about the history there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and particularly how it all came together.
Yeah, John, this is Colin. MMW Architects started working with Emmanuel Lutheran in 2015, and even before we got there, they were a cutting-edge facility. But we've been working over the past 5 years on four projects that have been completed and a few more that are still in the works. And it's been really neat to see that Emmanuel's commitment to quality and cutting edge service. We've completed the very first project we did was an expansion of their rehab facility in 2016. The second project we completed was an expansion of their memory care facility, brand new 24-bed memory care facility. And then from there, we went on and we built some independent living facilities with lots of great amenities and went back into the original Lutheran home and have done a few phases of construction in that building as well. So our history with Emmanuel has seen a lot of the campus change in the past 5 years. But really, if you look at the whole history of the campus since 1956, they've been doing great work, and they've been expanding their facility about every 10 years into the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and we're able to come along and really bring things up to the current level and expand some services and give a lot of great folks in the area some options.
Well, it appears to me that we're pretty well landlocked up there on Buffalo Hill.
Yes, we are. and always trying to think of ways to mitigate that for sure. But the folks that started that facility started with some green space around them, and that space has been absolutely valuable. And though we may be landlocked, there is still a lot of great outdoor space, great courtyards throughout the campus, and great views, of course, being on a hilltop. So it still is a special campus, although you're absolutely right. The limit on space has caused us to kind of get creative in some ways.
How far up can you go, Colin?
the city will allow up to 60 feet in height, although you have to get special permission. So when we started working back in 2015, we submitted for a conditional use permit and got some permission to go up in some cases. And in other cases, we were able to stay down at one level. For this type of facility, you really don't often want to just shoot straight up into the sky. Mobility can be an issue, and of course there are elevators, but there are still a lot of other services and carts and staff that need to go up and down too, and so you like to keep it at one story if you can, and we've been able to do that in a number of ways.
So help us understand, if you can, Colin, the master plan and what we can do from here out.
Yeah, so I think we're at an interesting moment where we've done a lot of phases. A lot of phases are complete, and I will tip my hat to Jason Kronk and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. They've done a fantastic job of laying out the master plan and have stuck to it. When we, as an architect, we often help our clients create master plans, and one of my partners likes to say, hey, the only step you're going to get right in a master plan is the first one, because then your plans are going to change. and that's true, although in this case, it's been right every every single step. You know, we've now completed 4 steps. They've all been on time, on budget, exactly as planned. And we're about to take the 5th step, again, as planned. And, so what we're looking at now is we're looking at the Skilled Care Center. So some of that includes the original Lutheran home that was built in 1956. We have been remodeling that in past years, but we are looking at some of those places that have not yet been remodeled, and we've got an opportunity to kind of bring the entire campus up to the same level, the same quality of finishes. So we're excited about the kind of work that's going to change in this campus.
Well, we'll take a quick break here, and then, Dave, we'd like to talk with you about the needs of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. That's next. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, let's focus now on the needs of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and what we can do to address them. We have our Facilities Operations Director, Dave Jolly, with us. Dave, what do you see?
Hey, John, thank you. Well, we see things a little differently today than we did just a year ago. Just months ago. You know, COVID has created some different strains on the environment. We've had to be creative and develop some spaces for residents to visit with family. We built, you know, on the BHT side, we built a glass wall enabling people to visit. You know, we're being fairly creative on the skilled nursing side, you know, working with Carla and Dwight in an effort to try to, you know, do the right thing with that interface between families and residents. And it's so important for us. It's so important to cultivate that, keep that going. So it's our top priority. You know, we're things that are different. We're serving food now, worrying about, you know, how that gets served. And, you know, you want it good and hot. So one of the things that we're doing is we're adding, you know, serving it on some paper dishes so that they're disposed of and you immediately take care of any risks. And we've been really fortunate. We have not had any issues in our facility. We want to keep it that way. You know, we worry about fresh air. We worry about, you know, all of those things. And it's super important. We're doing a really good job. We plan on keeping it up. So,
well, what would you like to see improved? What would be the next step for you, Dave?
Well, you know, I was in a meeting this morning and we talked about, you know, we're always brainstorming, trying to be the forefront of this and deliver the very best to our residents. And, you know, Jason Kronk at the lead has got a vision of what this industry needs and how to service those people. And we keep moving in a different direction. Every day, you know, we're listening to what the governor's report is, listening to what the technology is there. But the one thing that I guess personally I would like to see, and we keep working on it, and it's, you know, the integration of technology and how we can use that so that our residents can visit it with family locally and abroad, you know, elsewhere.
What about things like fire alarms and firewalls and safety features?
Well, again, you know, that's kind of taken a little different vein as well. You know, so the fire alarms and firewall, all of the things that we use under the auspice of fire life safety are extremely critical. So, you know, we normally do a preventative maintenance on these every 30 days to make sure that our facility is top flight. You know, we're at the top of our game. And today it's a daily thing. It's daily because you have residents that are, you know, staying in their room or staying in the family room or and visiting through a window. So it's really important that we, you know, we address those things on the daily basis. But the other side of that is that, you know, at this point, we don't, we can't bring outside contractors in to perform inside resident rooms. So, you know, there's some precautions there that is definitely changing how we do our service and our maintenance.
Well, this whole COVID-19 thing has just put a monkey wrench in so many things. Nonetheless, we do have a future. And Colin Lane and Dave Jolly will explain that when we come back. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community, that's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guests, architect Colin Lane and facilities manager Dave Jolly. Guys, you got a pretty long list of things you'd like to do. You know, all we need is, I guess, a plan to get it done and a timetable to do it. So, Dave, I want to start with you. What's that strategy?
Well, the strategy, you know, Colin mentioned earlier our facility, the oldest portion of our facilities was built in the 50s. And we're, you know, we've had this goal that we want to upgrade it, just like the rest of the facility. It's been, you know, step by step. And today what we're looking at is we're going to get really creative and we're going to do the remodeling of probably the oldest portion of our buildings through the windows. We're going to update those with, you know, the fire system, the new nurse call, all the technology that we have today that we're accustomed to today. We're going to integrate that into our 1950s building, make it as new as possible. We're going to add, you know, new picture windows into that, the new door frames, new sliding doors, you know, all the amenities that the newest portions of our facility has. We're going to integrate that into the old east section. So I'm pretty excited about that.
You know, I remember, I think I was about 7 years old when that facility opened, and I thought it was the most modern building in town.
Well, at that time, John, I believe it probably was, but time goes on. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are, yeah. Hey, Colin, talk with us a bit about the long-term improvements you see at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of exciting things. In a lot of ways, I'm the most excited for what's coming next out of all the things we've done. So, for example, as Dave said, we're working on the resident room. So we're going to give them not just a new coat of paint, and but also new flooring, new doors, new light fixtures, new cabinetry. So it really is going to get a full facelift in addition to all the technology upgrades that Dave mentioned.
Okay.
But beyond that, there's a heck of a lot of resident amenities that we're really excited about. Too. We're looking at creating a spa experience where you can get your hair done. We're looking at revising another therapy room. We're also looking at the main space. The main space for the Lutheran home that you might remember, John, is it's a large A-frame space. And when it opened, it was the dining and the living room, and there was a fireplace and, you know, a lot of light. And over the years, the fireplace went away and the dining kind of expanded as the facility grew. And one of the things we've been looking at doing as we work all across the campus, we've been downscaling things, right? So it's let's get away from the institutional feeling and more towards the neighborhood scale. Smaller dining rooms, smaller living rooms, and we're excited to go back into that A-frame space and rebuild it as a living and a dining room as it once was. We're going to bring back in that fireplace, bring back in some warmth. So we're real excited. And then we also have plans for redoing the entry too, and making it a little more welcoming for visitors. And of course, as we do that, we'll keep our eyes out on the health and safety of everybody. And given that we're in a different world these days, but we're excited. We can do these things. Even though our world is different, we've got a lot of great plans.
Well, Colin, it seems to me, just listening to you and Dave talk here, that you view Emmanuel Lutheran Communities as like a small town, not just a bunch of rooms.
It really is, and a place of healthcare. You know, it's got a lot of strict healthcare requirements, and at the same time, yeah, folks are getting their haircuts and bathing and watching movies with popcorn and you know, concerts. I mean, there's a lot going on all over the campus on any given day. And so there's a lot to think about, a lot to track, but it's such a wonderful place to, you know, wonderful folks that we've been able to work with. So I'm very appreciative that they've got some great minds. Great, you know, Dave, for example, you know, brings a ton of construction experience. And so, you know, that's one of the challenges that everybody faces when you're remodeling a facility where people are living. You really got to think about how that impacts people who live there.
Yeah, so, I liken that to you know, like painting the swimming pool with the water still in it.
That's exactly right.
I know that feeling, trust me.
He's a conscientious guy, and you know, has a lot of trust between him and the staff and the residents, and super glad that he's able to do that.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for the look ahead today. This is really fascinating. Architect Colin Ray and the facilities manager, Dave Jolly. Folks, we really appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Thanks a bunch, John.
Thanks for having us.
Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.